So if somebody's tracking, say, the interests of the Senate, for example, they might be getting a lot of ads about the don't ask, don't tell policy. It's just a guess. That's because they're having hearings based on whether or not they should repeal that. And we asked you, how would you answer the survey that the Pentagon asked to soldiers? Would repealing don't ask, don't tell have a positive, negative, or neutral effect on the military?
This is Brad out of Oklahoma City. I'm retired military, and I served with several people who were homosexuals, having no problems with them in any way, shape, or form. They're usually stellar performers. I wish the government would acknowledge that and start allowing them. And no, I'm not a homosexual.
So there's one viewpoint in which they say, and actually many respondents to the Pentagon survey says, look, I've not only served with gays in the military before, but I'm currently serving with them, and it doesn't make any difference to me. But we did get some criticisms.
My name is Ed, and I was in active duty as a combat arms. For combat arms, where you live in close quarters with all your fellow teammates or buddies, I think that is going to create a lot of tension and a lot of unnecessary stress on top of what troops have when they're already in a combat zone. They should just leave it, don't ask, don't tell, and it should stay that way.
And if you want the honest opinion, ask some teenagers.
My name's Priscilla, and I'm from Oklahoma. I'm a retired teacher, and also my husband retired after 22 years in the Navy. When I was teaching in high school, I asked my students how they would feel about serving in the military with gay people, and the majority seemed to be indifferent. There were a few who were outspoken, homophobic, but I feel like the military leadership that's so opposed, also John McCain, they're in a completely different generation. So I think that makes a difference in their views and how they'd be affected.
Give us your view at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can go to thetakeaway.org.